to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets that thing called life. Proud to be here with you every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time. And I am here this morning with Trevor Rowe. Trevor Rowe, not a stranger to the broadcast by any stretch of the imagination, was with me when he was making his decision on where he was going to play, his announcement to go to Radford, and ultimately he's now coming back home to Central New York and will find himself with the Lemoyne College Dolphins, who just finished up their first year in Division I play. He has 4 years of eligibility, so it's like he never left. Trevor, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So, I mean, let's get into Radford. I know you were excited about going to Radford and getting that experience. What did you take away from your time out there?
I learned a lot about myself, both positive and negative ways. The school, they've been great, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And this place will always hold, you know, a special place in my heart. And I met tons of new, you know, connections and relationships, a bunch of friends. You know, coaches were great, but sometimes it just, like I said, doesn't work out the way you imagine it. You know, it's a curveball. But yeah.
I mean, so you find out kind of really early on what it's like to see the business side of things.
Yeah.
How did you experience that, and did you have any advice going into it? I mean, obviously your dad played ball, your sister has had her own career. So was there any conversation amongst the family of like, hey, be prepared for something?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my sister and my dad growing up playing basketball, always having them there was always important to me. And they've been through the ups and downs of basketball and life and career. And having them there was a big support. But I don't think, like you said, a business. It's completely different coming from a high school in Syracuse, right outside of Syracuse at FM. You know, it's not a prep school or a JUCO like a lot of these kids take their routes. But it's just completely different, and it was a lot of getting used to and understanding what the everyday, you know, routine, and you realize how important it is to take care of your body. That's a big thing that I learned when I got here, is how important the things you eat and the rehab you do and all those other things come into effect. But it was mentally, I don't think I understood what was going to happen when I got here. You can tell yourself, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. But it was just completely different. And it took a lot getting used to.
So you had the experience of being in college for a season. You had the experience of being in Division I. Despite it being a redshirt year, what did you learn about, like you said, what to eat, how to rehab, what to do for your body? What are the biggest positive takeaways that you can bring to Lemoyne?
I would think just understanding the daily or weekly basis, or what happens, the events that go on throughout the season. It's a long season. You're here in the summer doing workouts. You get here in June. I'm here year-round with not many breaks. And the season, we start practicing in September, October, and it goes all the way to March. And it's just a long season. There's ups and downs. Goes by quick in the end, but during it, it's just a lot. And there's going to be great days, going to be bad days. And you have to take them as independent events and move on. Or if you're high, just keep staying up there and succeeding.
So what ultimately for you led to the decision of, I have 4 years to play, I'm not going to stay here, I'm going to look elsewhere? What eventually got you to that point?
I think just with the stuff that was going on here, there was a lot going on with the coaches, and, you know, we had a not a great year here, struggled, finished last. I think everyone was kind of panicking, and I just kind of wanted a fresh start, because redshirting really made me understand what I need to do to succeed. And I think having the redshirt, definitely in the moment when it was first brought up to me, I was a little hesitant, because, you know, it's annoying. You work hard, ready to play, ready to compete, and they tell you, well, you're not going to play this year. It's really frustrating, but I think getting that year back really made me it's going to help in the end, both on and off the court, getting an extra year of school, depending on our go grad program, whatever happens with that. But I think coming home is a lot bigger than basketball. You know, being where I grew up with all the people, it's it's really important for me and really special to come home and play the sport that I love in the place that I love.
When you left Syracuse, New York, there was one Division I team in the community.
Yeah.
Now there's two. Syracuse University, Lemoyne College, Lemoyne joining the NEC, and like I said, just finishing up their first season in Division I play. Life is interesting. What can you say to why Lemoyne and just the uniqueness of growing up and they were a D2 school and now it'll going to Lemoyne allows you the opportunity to stay in Division I where you were at Radford. Just what this entire kind of very unique situation is with leaving when they're D2, coming back home and they're D1.
I think it's really crazy because growing up with Lemoyne and Syracuse both in the same city right down the road, I think Syracuse overshadowed Lemoyne. And, you know, you would know people that go there. Not many people would follow along with the basketball or the other sports that they had. You know, smaller school. But now that they're Division I, they've created a lot of attention. They had a really successful year this year. I was at the game over April break when they got their conference tournament win against FDU. And seeing them, it was a packed crowd. It seemed like a great environment to be there. And I think they're creating a lot of attention. They're putting Lemoyne on the map from a global, not even Northeastern Conference. And it's just really, I think, it's just crazy. Like you said, a year ago when I left, how crazy things can change. It's just like that. They're Division I competing with schools that are well-known, like FDU, who beat Purdue last year in the tournament. And it's just really special that I think they're creating this attention that they deserve.
Like you said, in the past, they were overshadowed by Syracuse. Do you feel like that's changing? Do you feel like, I mean, having been in that atmosphere, I was at that game as well as many games this season, but you brought up the, you know, NEC tournament game that the top four teams in the conference get to host at least that first round. And so they had the opportunity to do that and defeated FDU. And obviously that's, you know, national exposure because some of the student athletes from last year's run and beating Purdue as a 16 seed, plus the assistant coach, who's now the head coach, was on staff for that game as well. So when you experience that atmosphere and you see the team up close, do you get a sense that there's less of a shadow cast by Syracuse over Lemoyne?
I think so, yeah. And Lemoyne's definitely on the rise. They're going to keep rising. They're a great school. And beating, not even just beating FDU, but having, you know, showing people that they can play Division I basketball, they can compete with these teams. It's really important and special for the school to show everybody that, like I said, that they can compete with everybody.
For you, speaking here with Trevor Rowe on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and this Dolphin Dive special, transferring from Radford back home to Central New York to play at Lemoyne. What was it about Lemoyne's message? You go into the transfer portal, you know, obviously have different places around the country that you can look at. Was it always Lemoyne? Was it always, I want to come home? Bring me into how Lemoyne happened for you in the transfer portal. Did they reach out to you immediately? Did you reach that way? What happened?
So obviously nowadays in today's world of college basketball, the ultimate escape is the transfer portal. You see thousands of kids, you know, every second it's like a new kid goes in. And, you know, a lot of people find success in the transfer portal, but I think there's also the other side of people not find success. And I think my future, looking at all my options, was in Lemoyne. And growing up, I always kept in mind, like, oh, it'd be cool to come back and play in Syracuse, be really cool. And not many people know this, but my cousin, Nate Fouts, is actually on the Lemoyne team. And I think our families, I guess you could say, like, not family dream, but it would always be cool for us to play. And we tried to work it around high school basketball and never really worked out, and maybe even at the prep school, but I didn't really take that route. But I think it was really cool for that was obviously a big attraction for me to come to Lemoyne, which would be cool. But other than that, they reached out, they said they were interested, and I talked to my family, talked with some other people, made some phone calls, and we made it happen. And I think just the factor of playing in front of the crowd where I'm from was really special, and I was kind of kept that in the back of my head that I'm going to be playing at home, and not many people get the opportunity to play college basketball the city that they grew up in, with the people that always supported them since, you know, high school.
You said they reached out and that you kind of felt like, you know, it was leaning toward Lemoyne, or that's where your focus was. Who reached out to you from the coaching staff? Was it head coach Nate Champion? And if he did, or whoever did, what was the message?
So my dad was talking to Coach Champion for a little bit. And then when I got in the portal and I was good to talk to coaches, he called me and he said that, you know, we're interested. It'd be great to have you home. And I told him that I'd look forward to coming home and playing and putting Lemoyne on the map, like we said earlier. And it'd just be really special. I'm ready to work hard and win some championships.
And, you know, you talk about winning championships. As of right now, for the time being, Lemoyne has to be under this NCAA rule that does not allow reclassifying schools to play in the NCAA tournament for 4 seasons. There's 3 seasons left on it. I spoke with the commissioner of the NEC, Noreen Morris, who said they're maybe looking at lowering it from 4 to 3, which would leave Lemoyne with only 2 more years to have to wait. But does any of that weigh into it, that the NCAA tournament may or may not happen, or if it does happen, it would be your last season there?
Yeah, I don't think, obviously it's something, you know, you're going to think about, and it sucks. It's a rule, and hopefully it gets changed, but that doesn't, you know, go against the fact that we're going to win, we're going to work hard. We can't think, oh, if we win or whatever the outcome is, we're not going to be able to get to the tournament. But I think the main focus and goal is to work hard every day and show in games and win games and show people that we belong. We belong in the NCAA tournament if it comes to that. And it just be it's unfortunate, you know, for teams. That's how FDU got in last year from the NEC, because Merrimack won the conference tournament but wasn't eligible due to the reclassifying rule. But like I said, it just work hard every day and don't really take it day by day and just win.
And we know, I mean, that there's other tournaments out there besides the NCAA tournament. We know that the men's basketball team in their first year in Division I was asked to play in a postseason tournament. It just didn't work out scheduling-wise, but they were asked to do that. Does that weigh into it for you that, hey, if this NCAA rule doesn't get changed and you have to wait until your last season at Lemoyne, but there's other tournaments to play in, is that something that matters to you, that there are national tournament avenues for Lemoyne?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're any college basketball team playing in mid-March or late March, that's a testimony to how good and how hard you guys work. And no, obviously everyone looks at the NCAA, the March Madness, but I think there's other tournaments that are just important, like the NIT, the CBI, and those are important tournaments too. You can win a championship. Get some recognition, get some attention, show everybody all the hard work that you guys put in the whole year. And yeah,
we look at the NEC and we've seen the success that's come through the NEC. Wagner hasn't been in the tournament since 2003. They come in this year and they get a win in the first four, and they're only playing 7 guys.
Yeah.
We saw what they did to come through as the 6th seed in the NEC and beat the 3, the 2, and the 1. And then last year with FDU and everything they did as only the second 16 seed ever in the history of the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. To know that you're coming into a conference that has such incredible history and that it's recent within the last 2 years, what does that say to you about the excitement around the conference of the NEC, not just Lemoyne, but the conference as a whole?
Yeah, it shows how successful the conference is. And I think winning a Division I basketball game is really difficult. And to see these teams with the national, you know, spotlight and stage and resume of beating teams and winning games, you know, it's a really competitive conference. And every day will be a battle. Every game will be a battle. And I'm really looking forward to competing. I'm a really competitive person. I hate losing. And, yeah.
You're a 6'8 forward that's coming home. What can you tell us about your game? I know you were at FM, obviously, in high school at Fayetteville Manlius, not too far away from Lemoyne, like a few minutes away. So now that you're coming back home, what are you bringing to the table? What is Lemoyne going to have in Trevor Rowe?
I think I'm bringing someone who's going to work hard, and like I said before, someone who hates losing, just hate losing. That's really all it is. I went to the Lemoyne game, like I said, and I love the way they played. They move the ball well. They pass cut. They pay really good attention to detail when they play. And I think once I entered the transfer portal, I kind of put myself and pictured myself playing on the team. I just thought it was the best fit. But I think Lemoyne's getting a hard worker and someone who's going to do whatever it takes to win a basketball game.
What do you like about Nate Champion? He's going to be your head coach for the next four seasons. So what is your excitement about when it comes to Nate Champion?
I think he's a hard worker. Just talking on the phone, he seemed like a great guy, great coach. He seems like a player's coach. And I think in this era of college basketball, that's where teams thrive when – you feel comfortable around your coach and you trust them with, your life. Basketball at that level is your life. And having somebody like that to, teach you and show you the ups and downs in basketball and just be there every day for you, whether it's on or off the basketball court. It seems like a winner too, which is most importantly, his first year in Division I basketball, there's probably a lot of pressure there. And, to see and for him to show everybody that they can compete with these teams in the NEC and, the non-conference schedule as well really shows that he's really dedicated to this game and he's a winner. And I'm really looking forward to playing for him.
And we've seen that, this past season, their first season in Division I, Lemoyne Dolphins men's basketball got their first win when they were on the West Coast and had a bunch of games in California, four games in California. They started the season at Georgetown, at Villanova. They faced off against Army West Point. Just what your excitement is about some of these games that are to come and just what the non-conference looks like. Because from what we are told, and in my exclusive multimedia marketing partnership with Lemoyne, they've said, hey, if you like last season, you're going to like the games this season.
Yeah, that's all exciting stuff. Traveling around the country to play basketball is something that not many people get to say they did. And teams like, the Georgetowns and the Villanovas, that's really important stuff that you never really forget. And going out to the West Coast, it's really cool. Different lifestyle out there playing these games. It creates attention to the school and the program, and there's nothing more exciting as a mid-major, lower major playing some of these big-name schools that are known around the world. And so really exciting. And like what you said, now I'm excited to see what the next year has to offer.
Yeah, and you talked about Nate Faust being your cousin, family on the team. Now that you finally have this familiar opportunity to play on the court together, are we going to see like this osmosis, this kind of like mind reading, no look, I know he's going to be there? What can you tell us about that?
I'm really looking forward to playing with him. Every family gathering, we're always him, myself, my sister, always outside playing in the driveway. And there's always been, not a competition, but we've been really competitive people, the one-on-ones, seeing who could dunk first, seeing who could do this and that. And I think him committing to Lemoyne and when I committed to Radford, it seemed almost pretty much impossible for us to cross paths. But now that this is happening and it's a really great opportunity for our family and we're really excited and our family group chat's been excited all week and this is really special for us. But Yeah,
and when we look at this team itself, too, I mean, the success that's happened most recently, Kai Cleary broke a 70-year record of most points in a game, getting 43 to beat the record that was set so many years back by Dick Kenyon and then tied by Phil Harlow. What are your thoughts on those moments? I mean, the fact that there's this history being made. And, now are you setting your sights on 44 points when you come in?
I know. That'd be great. But at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. And, records are great. But that'd be cool. But, winning comes first. And I think Lemoyne has a great reputation for really smart school. They just created history becoming a Division I school last year. And I think they have everything going for them right now. And I'm really excited to get there and keep this train going of success.
Trevor, before we jump into rapid fire here for a second, I got to throw this at you. I mean, being in year three of our exclusive multimedia marketing partnership with Lemoyne, with my company, Dan Tortora Broadcast Media and Wake Up Call. I have that. I was always going to cover you. I had a connection to Radford before you and I even crossed paths, because I was down in the first four when Syracuse and St. Bonnie's was there. So yeah, you and I were always going to keep in touch, and we have.
Definitely.
LeMoyne and I obviously have a relationship that is very, very much kind of all the time going on. Did you ever think about this? I mean, selfishly, I have to ask, like, what are your thoughts about the fact that you and I get to hang out a heck of a lot more now?
It's awesome. I didn't even know. I remember you talked about the how you're down here for the first four, but I'm happy to be back, and we'll be spending time together. So it's great. I know you're always around the covering all the sports, and I'll see you a bunch throughout the games, whether it's basketball or just around the campus or stuff like that. So it's exciting.
So let's jump into rapid fire. You're going to get three. I'm going to get three. You can ask me anything in the world, basketball related or anything life related. Me as well. You get three. I get three. You get to ask me first. What do you got?
All right. I'll start off with the hot topic of the month. Who do you have for March Madness?
I have the teams that I thought were the two best teams going in, UConn and Houston, playing for the championship. But in my heart, I would love for Gonzaga to get there. It's insane what they've done. 9 straight Sweet 16s. Mark Few is just a machine of success. It doesn't matter where they're seated. It doesn't matter if they're ranked. It doesn't matter if they've had adversity during the season. They're an extremely amazing team to cover. I've been watching them and paying attention to them since I was in high school.
Yeah.
So, you know, Syracuse is my home, and people that know me very well know that I bleed Zags as long as they're not playing LeMoyne. And
yeah.
they are a fellow Jesuit institution. So I've said before that I think LeMoyne should play Gonzaga.
That'd be awesome. Pretty far away, but that'd be a fun trip. So, yeah.
So let me throw this one at you here. For you to be a Dolphin now, how would you describe a dolphin to a child that doesn't know anything about dolphins? How would you describe it?
I'd say it's a shark-like, a friendly shark. I think I'd just say that. A friendly shark that's not going to rip you to pieces, and you know, people always go and see them. They're cool. You know, it's rare if you see one at the ocean. And that's really all I got, is a friendly shark. So.
They also have the most developed brain in connection to humanity, that it's almost as it's like right there, their ability to be extremely intelligent. So to have one of the most intelligent, if not the most intelligent, connection to the animal world, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
that is cool. I don't even know that, but that's pretty cool. It's neat. Yeah.
What's your second one for?
All right, next one up. While we're on the topic of LeMoyne, I'll say, what's your favorite part about LeMoyne?
The people. I mean, it's got to be the people. It starts with President Dr. Linda Lemira and just her just wonderful nature. I mean, she will be in a room with 5 people, 20 people, 200 people, and she'll come over and give me a huge hug, personalize our relationship always, you know, look me in the eye, ask me how I'm doing, remember things about my life. And
yeah.
She's just a sweetheart. And, you know, Bob Beretta, the athletics director, if somebody ever said to me, like, I need a right-hand person and I need you to be my guy, and, you know, I need somebody who can, like, go and attack the world with me in a positive way, like, I would go with Bob without even probably putting too much thought into it.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say Linda and Bob are incredible. The coaches are wonderful, and the student athletes, there's just good people.
Yeah.
At LeMoyne, there's really good people. And Nate, from the beginning, from when he got the job, I mean, I shook his hand and I told him, like, I care about you.
Yeah.
And I feel that, you know, he's seen that and he knows that. And I know that he works really hard and really diligently with everything. So, you know, I would say LeMoyne has literally made me feel like home. They've made me feel like I went there. They've just brought me into the Finn family, and I take it personally whenever something has to do with LeMoyne. Like, I take that stuff personally, and you know, when we're winning together. When we're losing, we're arm in arm, you know, lifting each other up. So
yeah,
I just feel like Lemoyne is a community that I am so grateful that they let me swim in their waters.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
My second one for you, Trevor. Mm-hmm. In the last year, what has been one piece of advice that your parents gave you that you sat back and said, I should have listened to them?
One piece of advice.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with probably the thing they always told me growing up, and they said it would help me later on in life, but that would have to be keeping your room clean.
Okay.
So one thing it you leave one piece of clothes or, you know, piece of garbage on the floor and you think it'll be fine, and then you come back, you know, a few days later and your whole room's a mess. So just keeping that clean, I think. Having that a clean lifestyle around you helps you keep a clean, you know, mental health. And if you have clutter, I learned this year, big thing that I learned was that, you know, if you have clutter around you, it starts to build up inside of you. You know, you got messy car, messy room, messy locker. That stuff really starts to build up. And if those things aren't taken care of, you know, it should be the least of your worries. And that really affects you. So, yeah.
That's some great advice from mom and dad, Ro. If you have clutter around you, you will have a clutter inside of you. That's very true. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to have to eat dinner with them more often, talk to them, and get some advice. So,
yeah. I didn't really think it would really affect me that much, or I'd really think about it that much, but they were right. So,
what's your last one for me, Trevor?
Last question. I'm trying to think outside of the basketball world for a second, but it's really all I've been thinking of lately. So. Outside of basketball, of course, I'm back in sports. Outside of basketball, what is your favorite sport to cover for Lemoyne?
For Lemoyne, I don't feel like, and I'm not saying this politically, I don't feel like I can choose one because when you get to, like I said, when it comes to, again, the people at Lemoyne, when you get to know the coaches and the student athletes, you know, when I'm around swimming and diving, I want to jump in the pool. When I'm around soccer, I want to kick the ball. When I'm around lacrosse, you know, I want to like grab the stick, make a play, spin around and do something crazy. when I'm around volleyball, I want to spike that thing over the net. Like, you know, when you're around track and field, it makes you want to work out, do your cardio. When you're around tennis, like Jeff Lonzak is just an awesome personality. So, you know, I mean, and cross country too. And I mean, softball, Tracy Roman is just, she's such a caring person and she never lets you go unnoticed. And she works her tail off. And Scott Cassidy with baseball, man, like he's got that fire. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel genuinely spoiled all the time to be around the coaches that I'm around and the team. So, I don't think I could pick one because.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I feel like they've all just like, they've all made me fall in love with what they do. Like, they've all individually found a way to make me fall in love with what they do by just being genuine.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a good answer.
Thank you. My last one for you is when you come home, since now we get to do some stuff together. So when you come home, If we're spending a day in Central New York, you grew up here, I grew up here, I want you to decide for the day. Like, you and I are going to spend 24 hours, no sleep, stay up all day. What are we doing? Paint me a picture of the day. DT, Trevor, what are we doing?
All right. So, first off, probably wake up and I think the no-brainer is get some food at Brugger's. Start your day right. That was the spot back in Manlius. I know there's one back in Erie Boulevard, and then, you know, one of my favorite things to do, both relaxing, are I'd say we'll go fishing first. There's a lot of good places to fish. You got Kaz Lake, you got rivers, you got a lot of water over there. And then lunch, I think you got to go either Stinger's Pizza Pub in Manlius. That's one of my favorites. Nothing's like some Stinger wings.
Okay.
And then probably, or a good alternative would be Tully's. Can't go wrong with that. And then one of my favorite things to do when I have nothing else to do, if I'm not working out or hanging out with friends, is golfing.
Okay.
You know, a bunch of courses, can't go wrong. It's good, relaxing. Frustrating at times, but it's fun in the long run. You know, it's hard to hit a ball that's not moving, but
yeah.
But I think to top it all off, food. It's been a while. I think. I'm not sure. It's really about it. But I'd say to finish it off, you got to go to dinner at one of my personal favorites as well, Five Guys, right there on Erie Boulevard. I'll be okay. Taking definitely good use of that, and I'll take advantage of it next year. So yeah, that's about it. So pretty much just golf, fish, and eating.
Yeah, golf, fish, and eating sounds like a pretty awesome day. Looking forward to the opportunity of you coming back, and looking forward to the fact that you and I have plenty of time to spend. And in my coverage of you from afar, now, like I said, selfishly, I don't have to go that far. So definitely looking forward to it, Trevor. I mean, you've been awesome, and your family's been awesome. You know, obviously, I got to know your dad before getting to know you, and it's just been a great experience with the Rowe family. So I'm happy that you're coming home. I'm looking forward to telling the story. And, you know, you're a good kid. You work hard. And I think that Lemoyne's getting a steal right now. So
thank you.
It's a good day for Central New York, and it's a great day to be a Dolphin for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting back home. Like I said, I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason, and coming home to not only play with my cousin and his family, but like you said, a family as a whole at Lemoyne. And I'm really looking forward to it.